Today we're talking about dreaming for the blind. What do they see?
Ray, man, I can't see. Ah, oh, gosh.
Hey, JR, your glasses are right here.
Oh, thanks. Let's talk about that vid. Welcome to the show. This is VidTalk on ICRT, brought to you by VoiceTube. My name is JR, and my co-host is...
Ray. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
And we're here every Monday, 8 to 8:30 p.m. We got this show going on. It's called VidTalk. And what's VidTalk about? It's all about choosing viral, popular videos that are on the internet, and we bring it to you on the show. Mm-hmm. Actually, you choose it for us, because we challenge you to choose these videos on our website. Once again, our website is... VoiceTube.com/radio. VoiceTube.com/radio. Mm. And we do teach the English within while we're getting silly with it.
So VidTalk is what? It's Video Talk. We every week will choose your choice, your last week's choice of video. We'll discuss the content of it, and teach you how to easily, in the chatting, teach you the English usage methods.
So it's actually really fun and go easy.
Yeah, English. Colloquial English.
Yeah, so don't take it too seriously, because we're not.
We're definitely not taking it too seriously.
We're
having a good time here.
Yeah, we're being silly. But anyways, as I just mentioned, we do issue you a challenge every single week. And that's on our website, voicetube.com/radio. Go there and leave a message of yourself of the English that you've learned from today's show.
That's right.
And we just might use it for next week's show. And also, you can vote for the video that we're going to be talking about next Monday as well.
So VidTalk 会做什么呢？是到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio， 你可以做两件事情。你可以呢回应我们的挑战，也就是呢使用我们所教导的英文，用它来造句。你可以留言，你可以留语音的留言也可以。那我们就有可能会在下一集里面播出你的声音。那你也可以决定我们下一集的节目要讨论哪一个影片。
Yeah, that's gonna be fun, right? Yeah, you get to actually be a part of the show.
Yeah, you get to be the chooser. You get to be like the
rainmaker of VidTalk.
Yeah, the rainmaker of VidTalk. So today's topic, today's video is also decided by our listeners.
It is.
What is today's video?
So today's video is talking about, as we just mentioned a little bit earlier, we're talking about how the blind people dream.
Blind people dreaming. So, JR, are you a dreamer?
Am I a dreamer? Yes, I have big dreams in my life. I want to be the president of Taiwan one
no,
day.
No, not that kind of dream. Not that kind of dream. The dream that you make while you're sleeping.
Right. Yes, I make a lot of dreams every day.
Every day, really?
Yeah, every day. But I can hardly remember them. I don't know if that's your case.
Yeah, that's my case too.
Really?
I'm not that much of a dreamer. When I dream, it's usually something really big. But I don't remember like most of the dreams that I have.
It's blurry, right?
Yeah, it gets blurry. Even right after you wake up, it's blurry.
Yeah, all you know when you wake up is I had a nightmare.
Or
I had a good dream.
Yeah, had bad dream or a good dream. That's
right.
Everything you can differentiate.
It's kind of like that.
So for me, the dreams that I tend to remember are either like really close to life, really relevant. For example, something
authentic dreams.
Yeah. So it's predicting, or is it like relevant to something that I'm doing or something that I'm worried about? Then I kind of remember these kind of dreams. So this is the first time a dream that I remember. The second time would be the catastrophes, right? In my dreams, sometimes there's like catastrophes, like major earthquakes, tsunami,
the end of the world,
the
Armageddon.
End of the world, yeah, like vampires and stuff, and me getting killed brutally. That kind of dreams I remember to this
you
day.
You must have had a bad childhood. But
no,
you know,
no.
I think those are the good dreams, because this is, you know, actually thinking from another perspective. When you have a bad dream and then you wake up from it, you're like, oh, holy gosh. Oh my gosh. Thank God it's not real.
It's not real, yeah.
But when you have a good dream, it's like, damn, why did I wake up?
the alarm clock, you want to smash it into
pieces. Yeah, you're like, what? And then you want to go back to sleep and see if you can like continue with that dream.
Yeah, you know, actually I do that. Like whenever I got woke up from like a good dream, I kind of want to go back to the dream, but it never succeeds.
It never works.
I go into another dream, right?
Yeah, you go to another dream and sometimes it turns bad.
It's like, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so dreams. Describe me your most recent dream that you can remember.
Oh man, you're putting me on the spot again. we talked about this last week.
Yeah, last week. This is the, if you're listening, if you're tuning in every week, this is what we talked about
last week. Yeah, you know, put me on the spot. Man, my most recent dream was not pleasant.
How so?
I was naked. I was naked in my dream. Not
Wait.
In a good way. Not in a way that I want to talk about. If you're under 18, turn that. Shut off the radio.
You're
right
leaving
now.
Us a lot of room for imagination.
Don't imagine.
Okay, let's
what
move
was,
on.
What was your recent dream then?
I don't remember.
Yeah, as
like I said, I don't remember. The most recent dream that I can remember, maybe it's from last year. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's
last
that,
year.
Yeah, it's that catastrophe where I died brutally. I was mutilated. I don't really remember a recent dream. I know that I've dreamed in the past week, mm-hmm. but I can't pinpoint what happened. I just know for a fact that I dreamed. I forgot all the content.
I know how that feels.
And there's actually this really interesting thing that popped up. When I was researching for this, actually, mm-hmm. when I was preparing for the show, there's this term that's called lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming.
Please do explain.
Lucid dreaming means that this is a state where you are dreaming, but you know exactly that this is a dream. So you are in a dream, but you know for a fact that you are dreaming, and you can control your dream from within your dream since you're conscious.
Wait, you lost me at the first sentence. I totally don't get it.
So lucid dreaming 就是说你很有意识，你有意识的在做梦，所以你在梦里面呢，你知道你在梦里面。So you can do all sorts of crazy stuff, right? Because you're in dream, so you can do like fly around. You can open a door and imagine something.
That sounds nice.
Yeah,
I would. Is there any research or method that you can create a lucid dream?
Yeah, that is actually being researched, and there are tutorials actually that teach you how to lucid dream, and I tried it, but it doesn't work for me. For one thing, I forget everything right after I wake up, so
it makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Even if I were lucid dreaming, I wouldn't remember.
Yeah,
but yeah, there are researches being done on this, and I don't know, it's just kind of like, it's very surreal, you know. You're in a dream and you know that you're in a dream. Mm-hmm. But that's actually not what we're focusing on today.
Yeah, the video today is actually about how do blind people dream.
Because mm-hmm,
they
right,
have
right.
no visuals in their lives.
That's right.
Either way, if they were born blind or if they turn blind.
In a later stage of life.
In a later stage of life. They have no visual senses.
Yeah.
So how do they dream? That's a big question.
Mm-hmm. So what did the video talk about? What did the experiment show about
blind
people?
How do they dream?
So blind people, so the experiment, they gathered three kinds of participants. So the first type, they're blind people, they're born blind. The second type, they are blind because of an incident or something happened to them at a later stage of life. And the third type, it's like kind of you and me, the regular folks, we can see. So for the three different types of people, the blind people, they only experience dreams in the form of touches, mm-hmm. right? The senses of touch and the senses of hearing or tastes or smell. Mm. So they experience their dream. So their dream, the definition of dream is really, really far removed from what we define as dream, because they experience their dreams in touches, in like voices, in
different
sounds,
senses
like the other senses that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to them, the people who were blind in a later stage of life, they still do have a little bit of like visual cues in their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But compared to those who are completely not blind, they have complete eyesight, mm-hmm. they tend to have more other senses as well.
Right.
So that's how the blind dreams.
Mm-hmm. You know, the research also said that blind people, mm-hmm. they tend to experience more nightmares, actually four times more nightmares
wow.
than other people.
So they have four times more catastrophes in their dreams than me?
Yeah, you feel
theoretically, yeah, I'm safer. I feel safer now. So they do? They have four times more nightmares? That
yes,
sucks.
They do. And I think it has, this is suggested by the video, of course.
Okay.
It says that they are exposed to more threats in their daily livings.
Oh, that makes sense, right?
It does, because they can't see.
Yeah, it's more, they can fall into a manhole, they can get hit by a car, they can lose their
guide dog.
It
gets even hard for them to cross the road. There's a lot of potential threats in their daily life.
So the nightmare is kind of like a way of them coping with these threats. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe reflecting what they're thinking or what they've experienced in during daytime.
Yeah, that's. I think that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah. So Ray, do you know any blind people to validate this research?
Let me think. Yeah, I do know a person from college. Mm-hmm. And I do think this is kind of accurate now that I think about it, because he's not completely blind. Mm-hmm. He's visually challenged. Mm-hmm. He has really, really weak eyesight.
Mm-hmm. Like 弱视.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has really heightened senses. Mm-hmm. His other senses are really heightened. So his
hearing?
Yeah, his hearing, his senses of touch. Uh-huh. He's really musical too. Mm-hmm. So he's a great pianist.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think it's a really good theory to back this video up, because this video is saying because the blind, they don't have the sense of, they don't have a visual sense. So they have heightened other senses instead. So in their dream, they're not seeing anything, but they're hearing things, they're touching things, they're smelling things. Mm-hmm. So I think it, in a sense, do validate the research.
And now that I think about it again, it starts to make sense to me too, because Beethoven, he reached his peak in music after he turned deaf.
Right, I think that's true.
And there was a story, he cut the legs of his piano so that it could lie down on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And he would put his cheek to the ground just to feel the vibration of the ground when he was playing the piano. Now that is man.
That is crazy. That is genius in the working.
Right, exactly.
So we are drawing a lot of insights from different stories that we know from blind people. So they do have like compensations. It's not because they don't get crippled just because they can't see. They get compensated in other forms of senses. So they have heightened senses in other ways.
Right. Just like Daredevil.
Yeah, you can't even become a superhero even if you're blind.
Correctly.
So this video talks about how the blind dreams. We did talk about most of it here, but if you're interested in the video, please do go check it out on our website, voicetube.com/radio, where you can see that video in its full length.
Yeah, we're going to give you 30 seconds to do that while the video lasts for 3 minutes. As we hit this short break right here, go to our website right now, voicetube.com/radio. We're going to be back in just a second.
See ya.
Welcome back to VidTalk on ICRT every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. This is the second half of the show where we talk about the English that's used within this video.
Uh-huh. 所以这个是第二部分，我们要进入英文教学的部分。怎么样进行呢？我们会先让你听英文，在影片里面的英文句子。那再来呢，我们会给你中文的翻译。 我们会稍微讨论一下里面的英文用法，给你一些延伸的句型。Correct,
though. So here's your first sentence.
It's a perspective that's completely removed from my own, having been able to see my whole life.
我本身完全没有这种经验，毕竟我一直都看得见。
It's a perspective that's completely removed from my own, having been able to see my whole life.
所以我本身完全没有这种经验。It's a perspective that's completely removed from my own, 毕竟我一直都看得见。Having been able to see my whole life.所以这边在讲的是这个主持人他在说盲人做梦这件事情他其实没有什么经验，因为他是可以看得到的。我们这边要看的是 completely removed from my own. Remove 是移走嘛，移除嘛。但是如果你说 completely removed from 是什么意思？ What does that mean?
It actually means completely different from.
Yeah. That's basically
in an easy way. Yeah, completely different from.
完全不一样的经验在这边的意思。所以这个句子的话呢，常常会用到，常常会听到的，其实是 far removed from， 就是差很远的意思，差很远。但是这边他讲 completely removed from， 是因为完全不是这样子，因为他完全看得到，所以完全不知道盲人是怎么做梦的。所以这边讲 completely removed from。Okay, so that's how you use this sentence. So can you make a sentence with that?
We were just talking about dreams, right?
Yeah.
And Ray's experiences in dreaming is far removed from my own.
Yeah, I dream of being in disaster and you dream of being naked.
That's correct. You know what? Maybe we should combine it. Like, we should be naked in a disaster.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. If I have that nightmare tonight, I'm going to call you up.
JR, it's you all
made,
your fault.
Yeah, you made me have this nightmare. Okay, let's move on to our next sentence.
For sighted people, dreaming is primarily a visual activity. Remember, images.
对看得见的人来说，做梦主要是视觉活动。你记得的是影像。
For sighted people, dreaming is primarily a visual activity. You remember images.
所以对看得见的人来说 ，for sighted people, 做梦主要是视觉的活动。Dreaming is primarily a visual activity. Visual activity.你记得的是影像 ，you remember images。这边要看的是 primarily 这个副词 ，primarily。What is primarily？
Well, first of all, I think you need to look into another word here. It's primary. It comes from primary, which means important, main. So you have like primary school.
Yeah, 小学 primary school.
因为它很重要嘛 ，right？ Mm-hmm. So primarily, you can exchange it with mainly, mostly.
Okay.
So for instance.For sighted people, dreaming is mainly a visual activity. For sighted people, dreaming is mostly a visual activity.
所以大多数的、主要的，可以怎么讲呢 ？Primarily, mainly, mostly. 但记得这边哦，它们都是副词，所以它们只能形容动词啊，或者是形容词这样子。它们能够修饰动词或者形容词。Okay, can you make a sentence with that?
So, Ray's dreams are primarily disastrous ones.
Yeah. Okay.And your dreams is primarily naked. We're always like in this theme of disaster and nakedness today. Man, we gotta stop.
You just want to put me on the spot, right? Yeah, my dreams are mostly adult advisory ones.
It's rated, yeah. But welcome to JR Dream, if you're 18 and above.
If you're 18 and above, welcome to my dream.
Okay, we need to forget about those things and move on to our next sentence.
All right, next sentence right here.
The scientist basically said that the longer a person was able to see during their life, the more visual content there was in the dreams.
科学家基本上认为，人一生中看得见的时间越长，梦境里的视觉内容就越多。
The scientist basically said that the longer the person was able to see during their life, the more visual content there was in their dreams.
Okay. 所以科学家基本上认为 ，the scientist basically said.人一生中看得见的时间越长 that the longer the person was able to see during their life 梦境里的视觉内容就越多 the more visual content there was in the dreams 我们这边要看的是 the 什么什么 the 什么什么就是比较级你越怎么样越怎么样 So I can say the more sentences we make the longer the show will be
The longer the show is the hungrier we'll get
The hungrier we'll getThe more dreams of us being naked and being disasters we will make.
You just wanted to bring us back into that theme again. Well, I'm trying to,
I'm trying to bring this to a close, you know, bring back to the topic.
No, you want to be naked.
好，所以这边我们要看的是越怎么样越怎么样，所以都是要用比较级。所以这个影片的例句是 ：The longer the person was able to see, the more visual content. 所以看得见的时间越长，它就越多什么呢？越多视觉的内容。所以 the more， 或者 the longer， 的什么样？
The
bigger my paycheck, the happier I'll be. The longer we sleep, the more dreams we have. Yeah, stuff like that. You can make a sentence out of that easily.
Yeah, right. So for the next sentence right here, and what we have to learn is hear this out.
So in terms of emotional and thematic content, all of the groups reported similar results, but the congenitally blind group did stand out in one way.
在情绪和主题方面，所有组别回报的结果都很相似。
In terms of emotional and thematic content, all the groups reported similar results.
好，在情绪和主题方面 ，in terms of emotional and thematic content.所有组别回报的结果都很相似。All the groups reported similar results. 我们这边要看的是 in terms of. What is in terms of?
It sounds kind of tricky, but it's actually quite simple. You can easily replace it with when it comes to.
When it comes to.
Like when you're talking about something. When it comes to, in speaking of, in this aspect.
Right. 所以 terms 我们比较常会在比如说 terms and conditions 我们会常看到，就是一个东西的使用守则啊，你需要注意的东西。所以 in terms of 就是在我在讨论这件事情的时候，我要把你的注意力聚集在这个主题上面的时候，我就可以讲 in terms of。 So you can say in terms of emotional and thematic content, you can say when it comes toEmotional and thematic content, all the groups reported similar results.
Right, exactly. Okay, for the last sentence here today on the show, hear this out.
So it shouldn't come as a surprise that the blind tend to have nightmares about things like getting hit by a car, getting lost, losing a guide dog.
因此不意外的，盲人的噩梦通常是关于被车撞到、迷路、失去导盲犬这类事情。
So it shouldn't come as a surprise that the blind tend to have nightmares about things like getting hit by a car, getting lost, losing a guide dog,
etc. 所以不意外的 it shouldn't come as a surprise. 盲人的噩梦通常是关于被车撞到迷路。That the blind tend to have nightmares about things like getting hit by a car, getting lost, 还有失去导盲犬这类事情 and losing a guide dog. 所以这边还蛮多噩梦的。我们这边要看的是 It shouldn't come as a surprise. It's a very long phrase. What does that exactly mean?
It's just a fancy way to say it's not a surprise.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
It's not surprising at all. Yeah, it's not surprising.
Trying to lengthen your sentences.
Yeah, so it can be replaced as So it's not surprising that the blind tend to have blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. So it is obvious that the blind tend to have nightmares about things. Like
exactly.
Blah blah blah. 所以这边就是不意外的、mm-hmm. Right? 所以你如果想要造一个句子，你想要讲一件事情是、大家都知道这件事情了、大家都很清楚这件事情的话，你就可以用这个开头 It shouldn't come as a surprise that 什么事情 So what do you want to talk about that's not surprising? You can use this sentence to begin your sentence.
Exactly, that is correct. Okay, so we gave you 5 sentences today and、last week we gave you 5 sentences as well. If you've left a message, well, you're choosing some of them right now to share it with you guys on、mm-hmm. the air.、Mm-hmm. Today we've chosen 2 and I think this is Robert and Lenny, right?
Right, Robert and Lenny, we chose your sentences、and because...
Because you have a bad throat?
and because there are a lot of text messages that's being left on our website, so we'll choose one text message and one voice message. 所以因为我们之前是选比较多语音留言嘛，但是因为发现很多人他们喜欢留 text， 为什么大家比较喜欢留 text？
可能大家比较害羞。I think everybody's shy.、They don't want to、have their voice heard on the air. But it's、kind of fun. Yeah, you should try it sometime.、
所以因为很多人是留语音留言，所以我们之后就是选一个。不是很多人留音乐，很多人留那个就是基本的留言。
Ray、
就是、
is getting tired. You know, he is.
Text messages instead of voices. Yeah, my eyes. I'm about to have a dream where I'm in the disaster. 所以比较多人是留就是直接留言，不是留语音留言。所以我们想说，就是之后呢，我们会播放出来的是一个语音留言，那另外一个就是我们会念出来你打的这个内容。所以今天有 Robert 跟 Lenny. So JR, why don't you read out Robert's sentence?
This is Robert's sentence, and he says, I always put my students on the spot and ask them difficult questions. You're an awesome teacher. Now that I'm not a student anymore.
所以 Robert 他的句子是什么呢？他说，他们这边用的是 put someone on the spot. 这个 someone 是谁呢？ My students. 所以 Robert 应该是一个老师吧，我想。所以 I always put my students on the spot and ask them difficult questions in class. 就是我总是让我的学生很难堪，然后呢，在课堂上问他们很困难的问题。
Your students must hate you, Robert, bad teacher,
Mr. Robert. 所以这边是他使用 put someone on the spot 的用法。好，那接下来我们要听的是一个语音留言，是 from
Lenny.
Okay, let's listen to this voice message from Lenny.
I love Bruno Mars to death. I listen to him every day.
I love Bruno Mars to death, agreed. I listen to him every day.
Okay, 所以我喜欢火星人 Bruno Mars. 我超爱他的，爱死他了。我每天都会听他的音乐。Bruno Mars, I really love Bruno Mars too.
Just the way you are.
Yeah. That's just the way you are. That's one of the songs that I like.
I like today, like, what was that song again? Today I just don't want to do anything.
Oh, the lazy song. Yeah, the lazy song.
Yeah, the lazy song. Yeah.
He has a lot of great hits. You know what's crazy? He only has 2 albums, but he showed out in the Super Bowl.
Mid-game
performance.
Right. Exactly.
That's unheard of.
Yeah, exactly.
所以 Bruno Mars 他是一个很有才的艺人嘛。对，那我们也很喜欢他。所以他的句子 ,Lenny 的句子是 我超爱，我爱死了 Bruno Mars， 我每天都会听他的音乐。嗯 ，So good job to you, Renny. We have the same taste in music as you do.
All right. So today, this week, if you've learned some sentences or some good usages of English here during the show, you can leave us your message on our website, either text or voice. Go to our website, voicetube.com/radio. Voicetube.com. Mm-hmm.com/radio, leave your message right there, and you just might be chosen for next week's show.
所以呢，到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio， 可以呢，我们今天教了五个句子嘛，五个句子里面的英文用法跟句型这样子。所以到我们的网站，你可以不管是留下语音留言好，不然也是留下来你的文字的，就只要打一打字就好了，都可以。我们会选两个在下礼拜的节目播出。那你也可以投票决定我们下礼拜 JR 跟我呢要讨论哪一个影片。
Right, remember to vote for the video that we're going to be talking about
next week.
You know, it's fun to see what they vote for.
Yeah.
It kind of shows what people are, you know,
into.
Yeah,
right.
Paying attention to recently. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that about brings our show to a close today. Thank you very much for tuning in.
My name is JR, and this is Ray. If you want to check us out on Facebook.
On Facebook, right. My Facebook page is RayZoo English with a D-U. And JR, your Facebook page is?
我的脸书是 JRLEE Radio.
JR Lee Radio.
Thank you very much for joining us today and keeping us company.
Right.
And being silly with us.
And having dreams about disasters and being
naked
with us.
I hope we don't have those kind of dreams tonight. All right, signing off, saying goodbye to y'all. Bye-bye.
See you guys next week. See ya.
Sweet dreams.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。